Welcome back. Today we're doing one of the most fun parts of drum and bass production, breakdowns. And I want you to reframe what a breakdown is. In DNB, a breakdown isn't just the quiet bit. It's a tension machine. It's where you reset the energy, mess with the listener's sense of weight and space, and basically point a giant arrow at the drop that says, something heavy is coming, and we're doing it the beginner-friendly way. Ableton Live 12 stock devices and stock packs only. No third-party plugins. By the end, you'll have three reusable effects chains that you can drop into any project and get that proper DNB or jungle breakdown vibe. Here's the game plan. We'll build 1. A classic DJ filter plus space chain for that sweeping pull the weight out, flood the room move. 2. A freeze and float Atmos chain where you turn drums or vocals into a sustained pad-like texture. And 3. A riser and impact setup that takes you from tension into release, and makes the drop feel like it hits twice as hard. Alright, quick setup so we're speaking the same language. Set your tempo somewhere in the DNB zone, 172 to 176 BPM. Then in arrangement view, mark out a common structure. Intro, drop 1, breakdown, drop 2. Nothing strict, but it helps you think in 16-bar phrases. Now organize your tracks into groups. Drums group, bass group, music or Atmos group. This matters because one of the biggest beginner mistakes is throwing effects on the master and wondering why the whole track collapses in a weird way. We're going to process groups on purpose. Here is a workflow move that's a big win. Create an audio track called Breakdown Bus. The idea is, during the breakdown, you route selected elements through this bus or automate routing, so the breakdown processing is controlled, reversible, and you're not permanently wrecking your main groups. Cool. Let's build Chain A. Chain A is DJ filter plus space. This is your bread and butter breakdown sweep. You filter out the weight, then you add controlled echo and reverb so the track feels like it's moving into a bigger room. Put this on a group bus. Most commonly, your drums group, but sometimes it's nicer on music and Atmos while leaving a dry percussion element to keep the groove. For now, let's do drums group and we'll talk about variations later. Add devices in this order. Auto filter, echo, reverb. Then utility. On auto filter, choose a low pass, 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff basically open, like 18K, so you're hearing the full drums. Then automate it down over 8 to 16 bars. You'll usually land somewhere like 200 to 800 HE depending on how underwater you want it. Add a bit of resonance, around 0.8 up to maybe 1.3, but careful. Too much resonance stops feeling like tension and starts feeling like a whistle. Key tip. If you're not sure how much resonance is too much, do your automation, then turn your listening volume down. If the breakdown only feels exciting when it's loud, it's often because you're relying on harsh resonant peaks or fizzy highs. At low volume, you should still hear a moving tone. That's the filter doing its job. Now echo. Set it to something rhythmic. 1/4 note is classic, but 3/16 is super yummy and gives that rolling bounce. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Keep the dry wet modest, like 10 to 25. And here's a must. Use the echoes filter and high pass at around 200 to 400 HC. This is how you keep your low end clean while still getting motion. Then reverb. Hall or plate are good starters. Put a low cut around 200 to 400 HC and a high cut around 7 to 12K if you want that darker DNB vibe. Decay can be 2.5 seconds up to 6.5 seconds, and it's totally valid to automate decay longer as you approach the drop. Keep dry wet modest on the group, like 8 to 18%. Finally, utility. This is your safety belt. When you add space, the perceived loudness can jump or smear. Automate utility gain down a little during the wettest moment, like -1 to -4 dB, to keep things under control. And if you're widening anything, do it here, but only on Atmos or non-sub elements. You do not want to widen your sub or your main bass weight. Now, best practice for space, returns. This is a massive quality upgrade. Instead of putting echo and reverb directly on the group, create two return tracks. Return A, call it verb wash, just reverb. Return B, call it echo tail, just echo. Then automate send amounts during the breakdown. Why is this so good? Because at the drop, you can zero the sends instantly. That means your drop hits clean. No reverb tail smearing your kick and snare. In DNB, that clean front edge is everything. Alright, chain B, freeze and float Atmos. This is the move where you grab a moment from your drums or vocals and stretch it into an atmosphere that hovers behind the breakdown. First, create an audio track called Atmos Resample. Set audio from to something like your drums group or a vocal track, or even your music group. Set monitor to in, arm it, and record 2 to 8 bars of breakdown material. You're basically printing something you can mangle without fear. Now processing. If you have Granulator Roman 3 available through your live 12 packs, great. If not, no stress. We'll do the reverb freeze trick, which is still a classic. Option 1. Granulator Roman 3. Drop your recorded clip into Granulator. Then hold a MIDI note, and it turns into a sustained pad derived from your audio. Set spray around 0.1 to 0.3, grain size around 30 to 80 milliseconds, random pitch just a little, and filter it darker, like a low pass around 6 to 10k. Then follow it with reverb, auto filter, chorus ensemble or phaser flanger, and utility to control width and level. Option 2. No granulator. Put reverb on the resample track. Set decay long, like 8 to 15 seconds. Then automate the freeze button on for just a beat or two at an interesting moment, like a snare hit, a vocal chop, or a bright transient in the break. Set low cut around 250 to 500 Hz, high cut around 6 to 10k. After that, put auto filter after the reverb and slowly sweep the tone over time. This is important. Keep the frozen pad quiet. You want it felt more than heard. Somewhere in the minus 18 to minus 10 dB range is a good target. If it's too loud, it stops being atmosphere and starts beating the whole track. And if you want it to breathe rhythmically, add auto pan very subtly. Rate 1/4 or 1/2, amount 10 to 25%. If you set phase to 0 degrees, it behaves like tremolo, which can act like a fake sidechain pump even when the kick is gone. It hints at groove without adding drums back in. Arrangement tip. Freeze on the last snare of a phrase, let it ring into near silence, then bring in a distant vocal or pad. Then start your riser. That's a reliable, musical arc. Now chain C, riser and impact bus. This is the tension into release. And in DNB, if you nail this, your drop feels inevitable. Create a MIDI track called Riser. Load wave-eatable or analog. Keep it simple. A saw wave is perfect. Draw one long MIDI note, 8 to 16 bars. Then add devices. Auto filter, saturator, reverb, utility. On auto filter, use a band pass or high pass and sweep upward. Start around 200 Hz and push to 6 to 12k by the end of the breakdown. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2 gives you that focused needle of tension. On saturator, turn on soft clip. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. This helps it read on smaller speakers and feel more aggressive, without necessarily being louder. On reverb, keep it big but controlled. Decay 4 to 8 seconds, low cut around 400 Hz so it doesn't cloud your low mids. Utility, automate gain so it grows into the drop. You can also narrow the riser slightly right before the drop, if you want the drop to feel wider by contrast. Add a noise layer inside wave-eatable for classic tension. Noise level maybe 10 to 30%. Then high pass it with auto filter so it's all air and no mud. Now the impact. Create an audio track called Impact. Use a short sample, snare hit, crash, final hit, rendered bass stab, whatever fits your track's character. Process it with drum bus, reverb, utility. Drum bus drive maybe 5 to 15%. Keep boom off or very low to avoid sub conflicts. Add crunch carefully. Harshness builds fast in the upper mids. Reverb on the impact should be shortish, like 1 to 2.5 seconds. Low cut around 300 Hz. Utility to set level so it punches but doesn't clip. Leave headroom. And here's a very DNB arrangement trick. Place the impact 1/8 note before the drop. Then hard cut the reverb tail right on the drop. You get that vacuum effect, like the room gets sucked out and then the drop slams in. Now let's put it all together with a simple 16-bar breakdown automation plan you can reuse. Bars 1 to 4. Start filtering slightly. Maybe your drums group auto filter goes from 18k down to 6k. Introduce subtle sends to echo and reverb. Bars 5 to 8. Remove kick and sub entirely. Don't half remove it. Decide your sub story. Either the sub is fully out, clean tension, or you replace it with a controlled low ghost, like a very quiet sine or filtered bass. But avoid accidental low rumble coming from your reverbs and delays. Increase reverb send on snare or vocal. Introduce the frozen Atmos layer quietly. Bars 9 to 12, start the riser and noise. Increase filter resonance slightly. Optional spice. Beat repeat on a break layer. Keep it gentle. Interval 1 bar, grid 1/8 or 1/16, chance 10 to 30%. This is seasoning, not the whole meal. Bars 13 to 16, tighten everything. This is the focus funnel. Reduce width slightly, like from 130% down to 100 on key groups, so the drop feels huge when it hits. Pull low end out of non-bass elements with a high pass around 150 to 300 Hz, then impact hit, maybe a short silence gap, 1/8 to 1/4 bar, and then the drop. Most important move in this entire lesson, zero your reverb and echo sends right on the drop. If you remember one thing, remember that. Clean drop equals heavy drop. Now quick list of common mistakes to avoid. Number 1. Leaving the reverb or echo sends up at the drop. That's instant smear. Number 2. Filtering the master too aggressively. Filter groups instead so the track doesn't feel like it fell off a cliff. Number 3. No low cut on reverb and delay. Mud City. High pass your wet FX. Number 4. Too much resonance. Tension becomes pain. Number 5. Overwidening. In the club, mono compatibility matters and facey wide breakdowns can sound weak. A couple pro tips if you want darker or heavier DNB. Darken your reverbs by cutting highs, like 7 to 9K. Add controlled grit with roar, gently. Automate mix from 0 up to maybe 10 or 20% over the breakdown for escalation. Use fear gaps. A tiny silence before the drop is ridiculously effective. And try mid-focus tension. A bent bass sweep around 600 Hz to 3K can feel urgent without relying on harsh top end. If you want one advanced but easy variation, make a parallel clean versus destroyed breakdown bus inside an audio effect rack. One chain is just filter and utility. The other is roar or saturator into a light redux into dark reverb into utility. Then map a macro to crossfade between the chains. Over the last 4 bars, you morph from clean to aggressive. Drama. But still controllable. And one more performance level upgrade, build a breakdown macro rack once. Put your key devices in an audio effect rack and map macros like this. Macro for filter cutoff. Macro for resonance. Macro for space. Controlling reverb and echo amount together. Macro for width. Macro for output trim, so you don't accidentally blow up your level. Now you can perform the breakdown with a mouse, a MIDI controller, or push, instead of drawing a million automation lanes. Before we wrap, here's a mini practice exercise. Make an 8-bar drum loop. Add a simple rolling bass, even a one-note pattern. Then create a 16-bar breakdown, bars 1 to 8. Use chain A on the drums group and automate the filter down. Bars 9 to 16, add chain B, your frozen pad layer, plus chain C, the riser and impact. This audio version is shortened for playback.